afternoon, members of the commission, Secretary Roebling. I have a brief presentation for you folks here today. So I see Chris Hull running to his machine. If he could fire that up, we'll get started. My name is Keith Fisk. I'm a program administrator here in Pierre. And most of you commissioners were around when we first implemented this back in 2019 underneath Governor Noem's Second Century Initiative. And this will be the third year of the program. It ended here just on July 1st, so we've got a few program highlights to share with you folks and a little bit of time for questions. So we'll go ahead and get started. This is a recap of the 2021 Nesperter Bounty Program. Next slide, please, Chris. So as we've gone throughout this program, the objectives of the Nesperter Bounty Program has remained constant from the first year through this year. And first and foremost, that's to enhance pheasant and duck nest success, while at the same time exposing people to the rich trapping tradition, or the rich tradition of trapping that we have here in South Dakota. And in line with the governor's Second Century Initiative, we certainly want to ensure that South Dakota's hunting and trapping heritage remains strong for the next 100 years. Of course, this program, one of its primary goals is to reduce predators across the landscape. And then it's really about getting that next generation involved with outdoor conservation, recreation, wildlife management, while at the same time starting to build a real base level of support for habitat from a broad group of people that perhaps may have not been involved in the outdoors prior to this program. Next slide, please, Chris. So this program, you folks voted here on a resolution back earlier this spring to start this program on April 1st and was either going to run through July 1 or when we hit the program cap of $500,000. And we hadn't hit that $500,000 cap until the last day of the program. Obviously, we did a lot of media about the last day to submit tails for this program, so we certainly wanted to make sure that we provided excellent customer service to folks, and everybody that wanted to be able to submit tails on that last day had the opportunity to do so. And with that, we did end up hitting that program cap and going over it slightly. So you'll see there, in total, we took in over 53,000 tails. The majority of those tails and predators were taken by trapping, which isn't a surprise to anybody. Back in 2019, we also did a program where we gave away free traps. And one of the questions that we found out throughout the program here this year is about 25 to 30% of the participants that were catching critters were using those GSP-sponsored traps. So that was a good trend to see. The top five counties this past year were Minnehaha, Beetle, Brookings, Yankton, and Grant. And you'll see the species breakdown there of those total number of predators taken this past year. Not a big surprise. Every year, South Dakota produces a lot of raccoons here in the eastern part of the state. And a lot of those critters obviously made up the bulk of those predators that were harvested. Next slide, please, Chris. Here's just a map. The reds and the oranges depict where we had higher concentration and removal of predators. So again, those top five counties are in red, and then next would be orange, yellow, and then as we get into the greens, it's a few hundred. But by far and large, the bulk of these critters were taken in eastern South Dakota, primarily about in the eastern third, and which really overlaps with a lot of the areas where pheasants and ducks are produced here in South Dakota. Okay, Chris? So really quick, some statistics here from this past year. Just about 2,800 total program participants. Again, consistent with the last 2 years of the program, right around 90-91% of folks were from eastern South Dakota. And this is kind of an interesting stat. Our ages range from 2 to 95 years old. So the oldest gentleman that participated in the program was 95. And then we did a little bit further and dug down into some of those details and demographics, and you'll see this chart below. So the column on the left there are the age groups and then the number of participants, and then moving to the right is the percentage of participants from all of the total folks that participated. And you'll see that this past year, those folks that were 0 to 17, so that's what we classify as youth, we had 30% program participation, which just is a phenomenal number. The first 2 years of the program, I think in 2019, youth participation was right around 10%. 2020, it was about 13%. And then this past year, we really tried to hammer that home to people that we were trying to get youth involved. We did a youth program giveaway every month, so we were able to bump that up to 30%, which just is outstanding. I mean, you'll see there, it's the highest percentage, that group is the highest percentage out of all the program participants. So we're really excited about that, and I'm confident that we are meeting a lot of those objectives that we laid out here earlier on about getting youth involved. And then I think I have one more slide, Chris. Just to talk real briefly about that youth giveaway, which I have before, but everybody that was under the age of 17 that participated in the program, we did a weekly giveaway. So all those folks were put into the hat every week, and then we draw a winner, and those folks won three live traps, game fish and parks, a knife, and then a trapping educational booklet. We had 14 winners, and every one of those winners was a youth that was involved, that was out trapping, and was super excited to be able to receive those traps. I'm sure you can see some of those smiles in those faces. And they were excited to get those traps and put them to good use back out there trapping some of the predators for this program. That's the last slide that I have. I did want to just remind the commission and the public that at the last time we spoke about this, we will be having the Nest Predator Bounty Program here in 2022. It's going to start in March, and it's going to be for those kids that are less than 18 during the month of March, and then we'll open it back up. But that program will be here again this next spring, and it was a good program. We hit that cap actually quite a bit earlier. I was a little bit skeptical if we were going to reach that cap with a shorter program like that, but we really had good participation, good weather, and overall I believe it was a success. So with that, I'd certainly entertain any questions if you folks have any.
Thank you, Keith. Great work. Any questions?
Mr. B's here. I just doing some quick math. I'm not a biologist. I'm just looking, if there's 52,000 tails and if each one of those animals destroyed 5 nests a year per animal, that's 265.
Just in case you don't know, we lost the feed from the commission there.
Yeah, thanks, John. Looks like it's frozen up.
By saving that many birds into our habitat.
Mr. B, you like the way you do your numbers. You know, and again, it's just illustrative of the fact that anecdotally, the last couple of years have been tremendous pheasant hunting. We've had good nest predator bounty participation, and cause and correlation don't always equal each other, but I think the way you just laid it out really does support the fact that we are doing some good in trying to increase our pheasant survival numbers out there. So, good report, Keith. And any other comments from the commission?
Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
Yeah, just one quick comment. I my apologies for interrupting there, but I certainly want to acknowledge all the staff that helped make this program a success. Obviously, this occurs during a really busy time of the year, and it takes a lot of staff and a lot of boots on the ground to be able to make all these collection sites work and have those positive interactions with the public. So I certainly appreciate all those folks that did the heavy lifting. We couldn't have done it without them, and really appreciate that that teamwork to be able to get this program implemented. So thank you.
You bet. Thank you for bringing that up, because that is a, when you're dealing with that number of tails, that does involve work. So again, thank you to staff for doing that, because that was just work we didn't have 2 or 3 years ago. So again, thanks for reminding me of that, Steve. Any other comments on the program?
Thank you, Keith. Yeah, I wasn't pleasant to read that report on getting over the 50,000 tails. Certainly, I can mirror what Travis is saying on the number of nests. I see a lot of waterfowl and pheasant chicks, you know, just driving around the area. Certainly, weather was conducive to that on the pheasants, but on the ducks alone, they spend their winters elsewhere, so I think they can measure the success of the waterfowl family relating that highly to the success of this trapping program. So thank you, and good job, and thank you to all the staff that make this happen. Appreciate it.
All right, with that, we are at...